chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell them a hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call to call Alice when she was just small.
Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. Read by Gary.
"Repeat. You are old, Father William," said the caterpillar. So Alice folded her hands and began. "You are old, Father William," the young man said, "and your hair has become very white. And yet you incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?" "In my youth," Father William replied to his son, "I feared it might injure the brain, but now I'm perfectly sure I have none. Why, I do it again and again." "You're old," said the youth, "as I mentioned before, and have grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turned a back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason of that?" "In my youth," said the sage, as he shook his gray locks, "I kept all my limbs very supple. By the use of this ointment, one chilling the box, allow me to sell you a couple." "You are old," said the youth, "and your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than suet. Yet you finished the goose with the bones in the back. Pray, how did you manage to do it?" "In my youth," said his father, "I took to the law and argued each case with my wife. And the muscular strength which it gave to my jaws has lasted the rest of my life." "You are old," said the youth. "One would hardly suppose that your age was as steady as ever. Yet you balanced an eel on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?" "I have answered 3 questions, and that is enough," said his father. "Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs." "That is not said right," said the caterpillar.
"Not quite right, I'm afraid," said Alice timidly. "Some of the words have got altered."
"It is wrong from beginning to end," said the caterpillar decidedly, and there was silence for some minutes.
The caterpillar was the first to speak.
"Well, what size do you want to be?" it asked.
"Oh, I'm not particular as to size," Alice hastily replied. "Only one doesn't like changing so often, you know."
"I don't know," said the caterpillar.
Alice said nothing. She had never been so much contradicted in her life, and she felt that she was losing her temper.
"Are you content now?" said the caterpillar.
"Well, I should like to be a little larger, sir, if you wouldn't mind," said Alice. 3 inches is such a wretched height to be."
"It is a very good height indeed," said the caterpillar angrily, rearing itself upright as it spoke. It was exactly 3 inches high.
"But I'm not used to it,"
pleaded poor Alice in a piteous tone, and she thought of herself. "I wish the creatures wouldn't be so easily offended."
"You'll get used to it in time," said the caterpillar, and it put the hookah into its mouth and began smoking again.
This time Alice waited patiently until it chose to speak again. In a minute or two, the caterpillar took the hookah out of its mouth and yawned once or twice and shook itself. Then it got down off the mushroom and crawled away in the grass, merely remarking as it went,
"One side will make you grow taller, and the other side will make you grow shorter."